And then the sharecropper, big farmer, he hired his own stuff, and he keeps people going for the winter, and then he charged for the room and board out of their earnings, whether it was with cotton picking or not. Mm-hmm. Well, the cotton picker had a limit, and the sharecropper had more, because he knew what he couldn't pick enough cotton to pay $300 or $400 bills, mm-hmm. But the sharecropper could, So they had their difficulties there, like anything else, even in the early days. In the early days, they farmers lived far apart, and they get together and they pick each other, help pick each other's cotton, because they didn't have time, There was enough help to do it. So they'd get together, and like they do, they'd take the combines and go and help a farmer get through and beat the weather, Like today, they're helping each other. One get through, they take the equipment and move in there and help the fella clean up.
Yeah, they pass it around from day to day.
That's a very good idea.
Good idea. Well, was cotton a difficult crop to tend, or was it easy?
Yes, it was. They had boll weevils, and they had reverse weather. They had a lot of contention. The elements contend with. Sometimes the elements were good for them, good to them, and then the price would be off, They very seldom got a happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's the same thing today with your modern equipment. You may make a big crop. And it'd be plenty of money for it, and it wouldn't have enough of it. To have too much, you wouldn't get anything.
Well, what do you call the undesirable grass and other plants that grows in a crop?
Johnson grass. It grows in clusters and Simpson weeds and all that stuff. They grow the stock, it's a whole other cows eat it, and then it ruins your milk.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, they lose their taste and it's bitter,
Really?
That's the reason they keep that stuff out and keep it fenced in so the stock can't run around and get a hold of it. Same way with a horse, he'll eat something not good for him, or a mule.
Mm-hmm. And so they're always as far as on the alert to
keep them fenced in.
To hold that stuff out if it's in the...
In the product? A lot of times they don't know it. They know they, like it is today, they go ahead and put it on the market anyway. Some of them don't, and some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? How honest do you feel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a question. All right.
Okay, what's the... What would you call the area where you grew crops?
What area?
Just an area where you grew a crop.
Well, it'd be a corn field or a cotton field or a rice field. They call them today, They call them field.
Mm-hmm.
Field of rice, a field of corn.
Or tobacco?
Tobacco, field.
Yeah. Would you ever use the term patch?
Turnip patch, I have a patch, a cabbage patch. Call it a cabbage patch, turnip patch, or corn patch,
What's the difference between a corn field and a corn patch?
Well, the size.
Oh, I see.
Yes, having a size and then commercial size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A field would be a lot bigger?
Yeah, a field.
Mm-hmm.
You raise that for commerce, and a patch you raise for family consumption, home consumption.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the fences you had. What were they made out of, and how were they made?
Well, they have rough logs they trimmed and cut with axe, and had to dig it out with a shovel to make the hole. They didn't have post hole diggers.